Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Naya and Ema with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, survey works have progressed in the Toowoomba to Warwick pipeline project. The project will bring long-term water security to the Southern Downs and is predicted to create around 400 jobs during the construction. The pipeline will provide a drought contingency supply for the Southern Downs and a permanent water supply to Toowoomba satellite communities of Kambuya, Greenmount, Nobby and Clifton. This is part of the Palestinian government $3.4 million, which they set aside for the budget for pre-construction work this year as part of the big build.
And in more local news, teachers at Queensland's second largest state school have been advised to use on-balance judgment and still give grades to students who don't undertake formal assessment, a leak email has revealed. The directive was circulated in March at the Cairns School of Distance Education, which sparked worry among some staff who flagged implications in a remote learning scenario. Concerns include that the directive could allow students to remain on the roll as ghost students if they are given a grade without submitting assessment or attending class face-to-face. However, Education Queensland has rejected the concern, saying the school had worked within department policy for exceptional circumstances and that there was no evidence to suggest any impact on standards. In national news, police data released under Freedom of Information laws has shown people of African or Middle Eastern appearance received four times as many COVID fines for breaking public health rules as their share of the state's population. According to the 2021 census, only 5% of Victorians have African or Middle Eastern ancestry. Police accountability advocates have accused police of racially profiling these communities. In up to three quarters of cases, the issuing police officers recorded the racial appearance of the offender. However, Victoria Police have rejected any suggestions that police targeted specific groups throughout the pandemic.
In more national news, residents near two dams in South Australia are on high alert as warnings of flooding persist the ongoing rain. Watch and act messages have been handed to both the Hope Forest and Basket Range Dam, and although SCS Commander Trevor Arnold said there is no water coming through the dam wall at this stage, he highlights that there are still concerns about the dam given the ongoing conditions. Road closures are also being put in place as some routes come under danger of floods. And in international news, a global world safety summit consisting of 100 countries will be held in Sweden's capital, Stockholm, over 2 days. The World Health Organization facilitated a global network of heads of road safety agencies summit, which starts on Wednesday, is aimed at reducing the number of road crashes, deaths and injuries by half by 2030. This comes under the UN's Decade of Action for Road Safety 2021 to 2030 resolution.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.